When it comes to the flood of refugees through Greece, the EU may be trying to pass the buck. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When tragedy hits too close to home, it's our human tendency to blame shift. But how should believers be responding in that culture? We'll look at that today, and we'll also share the story of one man's marginalization and how you can help advocate for the needs of the deaf. It's the Great Commission behind the headlines. Let me explain. The European Union is looking to play hot potato with refugees. Under the Dublin Regulation, the EU may send refugees in other countries back to Greece, where they entered before applying for a new host country. Greece says they're already struggling economically, and other European countries need to honor their promises. While the governments are arguing back and forth, the situation has led to rising anti-immigration sentiment, seeing refugees as the source of the problems. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis says this hostility makes ministry difficult.
It makes it more challenging to explain to people, to see it as an opportunity, that these are people that God is bringing to us. It is more difficult to raise support and to get the resources that we need to help the refugees. And it is a shame because there is such a great opportunity. We've been ministering to refugees in Greece now for the last couple of years, and there is such willingness to listen. They respond very well when they are tangibly shown the love of Christ, and they are asking, why are you doing this? And it opens the way to share with them that Christ loves them.
Think you don't have the means to help? Ioannidis says you can be praying.
Praying for openness, praying that the Lord will prevent violence from taking place. These are all things that are needed right now.
And since we're on the topic of refugees, the United Nations Refugee Agency released a report yesterday revealing that out of 6 million refugee kids, over 3.5 million don't have access to schools. And that means over half of those kids can't get an education. This latest report compares numbers with global school numbers, showing that refugees are 5 times more likely to be out of school. Harold Clausen with Teach Beyond says education is vitally important, especially for asylum seekers.
To contribute in where you are, it's important to have skills that you can use there. And many of the refugees have already developed skills, but others are coming with very minimal education. So they need to have the kinds of skills that can be useful.
So Teach Beyond is standing in the gap.
One practical project we've begun in Germany is to have a residence for refugees from a variety of different countries and offering things like language learning, instruction to help them engage with the German culture, and teaching computer skills as well, so that they have some practical things that they can contribute in their community and help them in the integration process.
How can we help? We can pray that those on the ground have spiritually stirring conversations about Christ.
By engaging people as friends, we have an opportunity to demonstrate the gospel.
And finally, do you remember the other day when we told you about the National Deaf Awareness Month? Rob Myers of Door International shares the story of a deaf man named Amit.
As he was signing with his family, the pastor took note of that signing and ended up coming over after the service and talking to the family. And the pastor's question to the parents, which the parents passed on to Amit, was, why are you using monkey language with your son? I think many people may label sign language as monkey language simply because they associate sign language with some of the communication aspects that are being taught to gorillas and chimpanzees. And Amit really was turned off to any involvement in the Christian church because of that comment.
Unfortunately, a lot of deaf people have a story similar to Amit's.
For the most part, the church, especially here if we're talking about the hearing church, is very unaware of the needs of the deaf community, the fact that the deaf community is an unreached people group.
But on the International Week of the Deaf, you can help change that reality. Find out how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.